Welcome to the lunchroom. I'm Isabel.
I'm Judy.
I'm Caitlin.
And this is episode 6 of our podcast. So we had a poll on our Instagram, and we're going to be giving our followers what they asked for. Toxic friendships. How do you guys identify what a toxic friendship is? Or if you're actually in one?
We're in one right now. Three of us? It's toxic.
We are.
So what do you think defines a toxic friendship, Isabel?
No, I asked the question already. Answer the question.
Okay.
For sure, you know you're in a toxic friendship when the other person can't be happy for you. And by this, I mean they're jealous if you get anything good coming your way.
What do you mean by, like, getting something good coming your way? Like opportunities or just...
Yeah, it can be opportunities or anything small.
Have you ever been in a situation personally where you knew that the other person was definitely not happy about whatever you got or whatever you...
Yeah, so for high school, I got into this high school. And
really? You got into this high school?
Yeah. No, right? So amazing. My best friend at that time, she was shitting on that high school, saying it was trash and how the neighborhood had a lot of drug dealers. So I was like, what the fuck? Why are you shitting on this school like that? But at the same time, this motherfucker applied to the same high school as me. So I was so confused. I thought you said the neighborhood was bad and the school was trash. Why are you applying to the same school as me then?
I feel like some people do that just to kind of kill off some of the competition.
It also minimizes your accomplishment. That feeling of like, oh, I got in.
She ended up not getting in though.
So, yeah, because she trashed, bro.
I mean, you know, she said she didn't. She said she thought the school was trash anyway. So I guess.
Whatever floats their boat, you know. These jealous, envious snakes out there. We don't want them. But talking about snakes, you know you're in a toxic friendship when they basically backstab you or outright sabotage you. And when I say this, I mean like an example, like when you're applying to a job or an internship and they basically give you the wrong information.
Oh, I've had a situation like that, not personally, but my friend, she was looking for a summer internship and she was talking to like this acquaintance of hers, or like, I think they were friends, but I'm gonna call her an acquaintance because she's a snake, so...
You can't even call her acquaintance, bro.
Gotta demote her. Yeah, so the girl was telling her about this great internship opportunity that she should definitely apply to. And my friend was really excited, so she went home that day and looked it up. And it turns out the application deadline was a week ago. And the friend, she knew that my friend was looking for an internship, like, the whole semester. But she chose the week after the deadline to tell her that she should apply to this one internship.
What is the point, though? Like, what are you trying to get out of it? You sabotaging someone else?
Less competition.
I don't know. There's people like that out there.
But it's like you're also competing with thousands of other kids. Not
but that one
out.
Less person probably makes that person feel really good.
But your own friend?
Maybe she felt threatened
by
her. Probably. So she was like, I must eliminate her.
Have we ever been jealous of each other?
I've definitely been jealous of the both of you. I mean, Isabel's got a cat that I really want.
Y'all just trashed on my cat.
What are you talking about? We want to be your cat. And Caitlin, she owns this little vacuum. I need that vacuum.
Yeah. It's really good. Cleans up everything.
You going to tell us what the vacuum is?
Tyson vacuum, y'all.
What's
we're
going to
land that sponsorship just from me advertising this.
I think I've also been jealous about you guys, but more so
really
of course
of my beauty.
I feel like it's so hard to just not feel jealous about anybody, like even with the smallest things, like it could be materialistic or anything and you'll still feel some type of jealousy.
But there can be different types of jealousy. There can be a bad jealousy and a good type of jealousy, so it depends on which one you're feeling and how you approach that jealousy.
Yeah, of course. Well, I don't know if the one that I'm going to talk about kind of fits into either category, but it was basically about summer internship. And I know Kate and Judy know about this because I've basically been applying since October or November of the fall semester. And I think by March or something, both Judy and Kate has already secured a summer internship. And I was the only one who didn't have one. And I was kind of feeling a lot of pressure and also was envious that they had secured something while I was still searching. And of course, I was like really happy for them. And I feel like the more I'm talking about it, it just kind of sounds bad, but.
No. I know you're genuinely happy for us. It's just the frustration that you don't have one.
So mm-hmm. I was jealous about the fact that you guys had something for the summer. And I was just really scared that I wouldn't have one. But good last news. Friday. Yeah, yeah, good news. I got a summer internship. We're all working women.
Yay. Are you jealous of us, Caitlin?
Yeah, definitely.
No need to be so sarcastic.
Don't lie.
I think we have a really great support network between us because we all help each other out. I mean, serious though, we all help each other out for interviews. We're also happy for each other. I really like the dynamic we have.
Thank you. But, you know, we're trying to get that juicy information.
Oh, you want that juice? Well, I guess I'm jealous of how Judy and Isabel are both so smart.
Why are you saying that?
Beautiful.
Oh. Smart and beautiful, you know? They're a 10 and I'm out here a negative 1. Do I get paid? How much do I get paid for saying that?
Come to my house. I'll give you 100, okay?
All right, okay. Got you. You need me to say anything else?
Yeah. Say that I'm an amazing friend.
She's an amazing friend. Oh. Isabel and Judy, both amazing friends.
Okay, 150.
I'm doing business with you.
Okay, do you feel like sometimes in a toxic friendship, like, I feel like I'm giving more than...
Effort.
Yeah, putting in more effort than they're putting into the friendship.
Definitely.
For sure, bro. I feel like me and Isabel had both gone through this.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to go first?
Yes, I can share and spill the tea first, okay?
Please share the juice.
I have this really close friend of mine where we've been having this problem for maybe 2 years already. Or maybe a year and a half. I don't fucking know. Where we, sometimes in our friendship, I feel like I put in more effort than her because I'm always the one reaching out to her to hang out, to just make side conversations and to basically message her like, hey, how you doing? Or just like random stuff. And she doesn't do that. And I know that there are certain people who aren't great communicators, but I have talked to her about this saying that, oh, I feel like I'm putting in more effort than you. And she tells me that she's going to try to put in more effort, but then I don't see it or she slacks off doing it. Maybe like in the first week or two, she'll be putting in some effort or being more communicative than usual. But after that, it starts slacking off. So I have this, but it's just me because some people can go without communication. But because we've been friends for so long, I think I'm used to her and me just talking with each other so much.
But I feel like this is a problem that you, like you said, you've been experiencing for over a year. Mm-hmm. And she's told you that she'll work on her communication skills and will reach out, I guess, like more often. And mm-hmm. it's nice that she keeps it up for a week, but then this is something that you want it to be longer term.
And you want it to be consistent.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm trying
to say. But I don't want to force her. I don't want it to make it feel like a drag for her to reach out to me because that's not what a friendship is about. Both parties have to put in like the effort. And that doesn't come naturally.
Okay, so I guess like what I'm trying to say is that not force her, but if she's going to say it, then she should actually show it. Because you could talk the talk, but can you walk the walk?
Isabel's rhyming class.
I fucking pulled that shit from Disney Channel, I think.
Yeah, I get it. But it's just not her thing to do. So what do you do in that situation if it's not her thing to do?
I think maybe you can both recognize that her personality might not be the type where she wants to reach out constantly, but maybe talk about different ways that she can reach out or let you know that or keep in touch whatever mm-hmm. way she feels comfortable. So you both know that you're putting in the same effort, even if it might be a different way of showing it. You might be a texter and she might be a person who likes to send memes or jokes instead of just texting every week and asking, oh, what's up or catching up.
As people grow older, they do tend to be busier, so they might want drift apart. But then I still want to be there for my friends, even though they're so busy. So I understand when people say that they want to pick up from where they left off. But then I think that in order to pick up where you left off, you have to be able to catch up with each other and just talk about those things that you might have missed out while we weren't really involved with each other's lives. Catching up doesn't have to be any major updates. It can be minor or major updates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how are you going to stay in touch if you don't catch up?
It's hard. And I think another thing, like, you don't have to set up weekly or monthly FaceTimes. It can just be, like,
I guess, whenever
sporadic.
You're free.
Yeah, whenever you're free, or just kind of sporadic texts and be like, hey, I know that I've been, you know, busy, but I just wanted to know, how are you doing?
Yeah. Or how Isabel does a great job at reaching out.
Thank you. I try. For my turn, this is my ex-best friend. I feel like I was giving a lot more than she was giving me. And it was always kind of like a take, take, take. And in the moment, I didn't realize it, but my friends around me realized it. They were like, why are you going out of your way to do this for her? And it was always kind of about her and always me just kind of be there for her. And I feel like for her, she wasn't really that for me.
So she wants you to listen to her problems, but she's not there to listen to your problems.
Yeah. And also, I think another thing that kind of goes hand in hand with it is how if they're being really secretive about certain things and they want to know everything about you, but when you ask about them and stuff, they won't tell you anything.
Ooh, I definitely relate to that. And it's not even like they're not comfortable talking about the situation with you. It's just straight up, they don't want to tell you anything because they want to be the one that knows what's going on with everyone, but not
tell
people, like, what they're thinking about the situation.
Are they going to use that to backstab you or something?
Yeah. Like, they'll store up information and they'll just gossip about you.
What the fuck?
She was a good person while I was her friend, but towards the end, like, I guess you could say, like, I started noticing all the red flags that everybody pointed out to me throughout our friendship.
So how did you deal with it? Did you just stop being friends with her? Well, obviously, because she's your ex-best friend.
Yeah, obviously. No, in the beginning, I tried so hard to just rekindle our friendship. I reached out to her multiple times, and I was like, hey, like, you know, there's something wrong with our friendship, and I know that you're experiencing it as well. So why don't we set up a call or sometimes just kind of talk about it? And I did this like multiple times, and I also talked to Caitlin about it. And it got to the point where Caitlin was like, maybe just reach out one last time. And if she's not receptive, then this is a friendship that you have to say goodbye to.
Yeah, because you can't do anything when one person wants to salvage the friendship, but the other person doesn't, because you don't want to be wasting your time.
Yeah, and it definitely sucked because over text, so she never wanted to hop on a call with me because then she'll be like, oh, I'm too busy. And of course, on text, you're able to formulate your responses. And she was like, yeah, like, this is no big deal. We'll be able to work it out and stuff. But when I saw her in person, because we basically see each other every single day, she wasn't as receptive or as friendly as she, like, made herself out to be in the texts.
Yeah, for sure. I think I like to discuss issues that I have with my, or, like, anything that's bothering me, or with my friends in person or through FaceTime, because I think that through text, you do have more time to formulate your thoughts. And that's why it may be, you might come off really
nice.
Yeah, nice. You're not honest enough over text because you want to get what you're saying as to come off really well.
Yeah.
So I like to FaceTime or talk about in person because I want to see the real life reaction.
Yeah. I agree. After that, I was like, never over text anymore because it's not efficient or genuine because you're able to put up a front.
Mm-hmm.
But Judy, have you ever experienced something like this?
Like a toxic friendship?
Yeah.
Looking back, there were a couple of friendships that were toxic and I still am kind of friends with some now, but it's more like acquaintance friends, not like friends because I'm gonna just say I'm a doormat. I don't know if I said it in a previous episode, but I'm literally a doormat. Like, in a friendship, I'm usually the quieter one because I don't like to express my stress and my worries as much, so I'm like a really good listener, and I think a lot of people tend to take advantage of that because they think they can walk all over me, which is partially true, but like there's always an extent.
No, like, don't let them think that.
No, like, not walk all over me, but, like, they'll talk about other people around me. And in my head, I'm like, oh, damn, like, do they do that to me around other people? Because if they're talking shit about their other friends in front of me, I'm pretty sure they'll also be talking shit about me in front of our other friends. But I won't specifically address it with them. I'll just slowly start distancing myself and not talking to them as much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always in a way where they'd never notice. Like, they'll be like, oh, Judy, we haven't hung out in a while. And in my head, I'll be like, well, I wonder why. But I'm never confrontational. I don't think I've ever went up to someone and said, hey, we should talk about the way our friendship is going.
Oh, wow. What if something happened between us?
I'm really confrontational when it comes to friendships, because when the dynamic isn't right, I want to fix it because I value the friendship. And it just doesn't, it's too heavy on my mind. And I don't want to waste time thinking about it or overthinking about it. So I just start to confront people about situations. So I would confront you guys if anything was bothering me or if I just wanted to clear things up. I've done that with Isabel before. Straight up once, her like, yo, bitch, listen up.
No, she wasn't like that.
Not okay. Like that, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had that problem before where anyone like tell me that I've had, because I feel like sometimes I'll adopt the traits of the people that I'm talking to or friends with. So then I'm matching their energy or the vibe they give off.
So if something happened to us, would you also confront us?
Yeah, would you match my confrontational mood?
Well, if you were straight up telling me, like, hey, Judy, I don't like the way you do this, I'd be like, well then, Caitlin, I don't like this and this and this and this.
So, Judy, I don't like the way you're talking to me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No!
I don't know. I say that I'll also be confrontational, but it's pretty hard to get me mad.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
I'm a smooth little stone. You can't. There's no cracks in me, yo.
I think I would have to sit on the problem, and then bothers me a lot, then I'll bring it up. I don't think I'm as confrontational as Kate. No, Kate is built different, okay? That's all I gotta say. So,
I'm actually really nice.
Yeah, don't Caitlin's be probably the nicest out of all of us, right?
If you guys gotta say, if you have to say that about yourself, are you really nice?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm kidding, Isabel. I'm kidding.
Oh, have you ever had friends that aren't necessarily toxic, but you just didn't like the friendship or...
Like what, in the beginning? Or just like halfway through the friendship, you're like, saying it?
For example, in the beginning sometimes of a friendship, I'll feel like, oh, like this person is really interesting or this person's really fun. But then later on...
Are you trying to say something, Judy? You trying to say you don't like us? That's good.
I was just trying to say she don't like you.
Okay? Yeah, I'm trying to not be confrontational about it. I'm just trying to slowly let you guys know.
She's throwing shade.
No, but like, they'll just be less interesting. Like that one interesting thing about them, or like the reason why you thought you guys would be good friends,
their whole personality.
Is there either their whole personality or it's not
that interesting anymore?
Yeah. I don't want to be mean about it, but yeah.
Who are you trying to throw stuff at?
I'll give an example. I was friends with a bunch of people in my high school because we were all in the same orchestra. But I feel like the reason I was friends with them was because we were in orchestra, but once we graduated, we're not really friends anymore because all we would talk about was orchestra. That's what our friendship revolved around. So do you guys ever like cut off friendships or just stop being friends with people because you no longer have the same...
People drift over time because you do grow as a person, and maybe at some point in your life you find out that you don't really have much in common with this person anymore, or you don't think the same way, or it's just you're going different paths in life and you're too different. So you just split ways. I think that's totally fine. But at the same time, even though you're not on the same page now, you can be on the same page in the future.
But would you want to be friends with them, I guess?
In the future?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to see in the future. Because maybe in the future, we'll be on the same page again.
So if we were to stop our friendship right now, would you want to be friends with me still?
No.
Look at that. Take a long pause before saying no.
Damn. You said it to yourself. You set yourself up. I thought you were going to ask, are you friends with anybody who you don't
want to be friends with anymore?
Yeah.
Wow. I have two great examples right here. Caitlin and Isabella. Ooh. I don't know if I want to be friends with them anymore.
This is going to be Judy's last day on the podcast.
They're voting me out. I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah. Oh, this kind of, I want to say it before, but there's a few friends where I talk to them once or twice a year. And sometimes I won't speak to them for a year. And then either I'll reach out or they'll reach out on a birthday or a holiday. And we always get together and hang out. But we're always talking about high school or our old memories. And there's nothing much else that we both really have to say because there's so much time that has like elapsed that it's kind of hard to catch up. And whenever I try to reach out more frequently, they always are busy with other people. So I'm like, so what's the point of, kind of like what you were saying, what's the point of me putting in all this effort if you just want to meet up once every 2 years and just talk about like high school?
That's boring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's, I want to talk about new stuff, you know?
Yeah. I want to talk about like what you want to do in the future or what you're doing now. So I don't know how to not be friends with them anymore.
I also feel like if they are your friends, then they would be willing to set time aside to hang out with you. I think to pull yourself away from this friendship, just block them, bro.
Just ghost them. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Ooh.
Not to friends, but you know, I'll do it. I don't know. I feel bad because I know them. So if I ghost them,
don't ghost them. I think your minimal contact is enough for you guys to just drift apart. I think that's what happens to a lot of friendships. That's what happened to a lot of mine as well, which is why I only have like two friends, you guys.
Yeah. Are we even friends? I don't consider
this we're only business my friend. Partners. Business partners, that's it.
We see each other once a week. Once a week to record.
So, let's call this person Derek.
Oh, it's a guy?
No, it's a girl.
Okay.
But a girl named Derek.
Yeah.
Well, I've known this girl for a while, and then I've been getting iffy feelings. This person, Well, it was mainly just about how I was feeling, like, during that moment, I guess. Like, I was getting really annoyed at her because of what she was doing. And it was primarily, like, how she was acting. Oh, this sounds so bad. I'm, like, so fucking problematic. But it was, like, one example. Let me give you. Kate was there.
I was.
Mm-hmm. I was writing my paper for my class. And everybody has to do this, you know, in college. And then I was, like, because I finished mine, let me help you out. And then I was like, give me some specific topics or anything that you want me to kind of look into. And she was like, oh, can you just kind of give me a list of everything that is available or you think that I should take? But what got me really frustrated was how she was all like, I don't care what you give me. I just want you to kind of like do it for me. And I was like, sis, I'm this offering is not my your assignment. Help. Like, this is not like one of those like services that you're paying for. But that was just one of the situations where she annoyed me. There was many more, and I think it just kind of built up to the point where I was like, is this even worth it? Me putting in this effort and actually interacting with her and keeping up this friendship? But at the same time, you know, it's hard to break away from that friendship because a lot of us are kind of intertwined.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone ever unfriended you? Like, they didn't want to be friends with you?
Fuck yeah.
Of course.
Me.
Yeah, did you know that Caitlin unfollowed me recently?
You do what you gotta do for your mental health, okay?
Yo!
Isabel doesn't even post on Instagram.
It's her picture. It's her name. I don't like it.
She gives me too much stress.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Gotta cut her out like that. Snip, snip.
But have you guys? I have.
Isabel comes stocked with these.
Isabel's the person to go to for friendship advice.
I feel like I've had so many failed friendships.
Don't you have this thing where you don't have a best friend? You don't like to label someone as your best friend?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even like calling my ex-best friend, like, my best friend. Because it put a label on us, and then it put a lot of pressure on us to be, like, actual best friends.
Felt that.
Right? And that's not what I want. I just want us to be, like, you know, chill and relax. But then I feel like when a lot of people call you, like, her best friend or, like, her your best friend, you guys kind of feel like this responsibility to be like, yes, I'm her best friend, and I know this, this, and this about her. It's not that I don't want to be close to people. I think it's just I'd rather not be so reliant on another person or put that pressure on somebody else.
She's an independent woman.
Nah. Yeah. But do you guys feel like that? Because I know, I think Kate said something like how she also doesn't really like best friend, or she has like multiple best friends.
Well, growing up, I always thought that you needed a best friend because it's just like you have a best friend. It's just nice having a best friend. Like, yeah, my best friend, I do things with her. It's so cool. It's the aesthetic of a best friend that I think I was
drawn into.
That I was drawn to. Yeah, the aesthetic of the best friend, I was drawn to that. But I think as of now, I don't want to say that I have a best friend because you're closer to one person than another person at different points in your life. But yeah, I don't want to have that label of a best friend because then I think it limits who you can be friends with or who you can be close with.
Of course, that's not the case for everybody, but I guess for us.
If you have a best friend, you do you.
Yeah. Judy, have you experienced that or anything similar?
Yeah, do you have a best friend?
I guess, like, me too. Like, I don't like saying I have a best friend, but I do like saying I have a close group of friends or, like, a person I might be closest to because I think that term is less restricting than saying I have a best friend because I feel like that label is very set. Like, if exclusive. I said Kate was my best friend, then I can't be, like, the next day, oh, I think Isabel is my best friend today. Whereas if I said maybe I feel closer to Kate today because I was able to talk to her more today, and then, like, next month, I'll feel closer to Isabel because we were able to interact more. Like, I don't think that's a bad thing.
We'll talk more about best friends and friends, if you even have any friends.
Yeah. Or, like, when it's okay to just kind of
cut off.
Yeah, or just kind of step away from it. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important.
Wrap it up, Isabel.
Wrap it up.
Email us at our email. Obviously. Or...
No, send a pigeon.
Or DM us on Instagram. And we'll have all of our links.
Social media. In the bio. Yeah.
So make sure you check that out. Feel free to send us any questions or any topics that you would like us to further discuss. And we'll definitely touch upon like friendships, toxic friendships, when it's okay to really step away from this in our future episodes. So catch you later.
Oh no. All right.
Why is she always... I catch you later. Let me go beat up Isabel right now.